books.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. This morning we talk to our good friends Connie Brooks and Kate Reed from Battenkill Books in Cambridge, New York for our book list. Oh, they've traveled all over the literary globe to come up with this list. And after spending lots of time reading, Connie and Kate join us this morning with a terrific list. And we welcome both of them back to the program. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. It's good to see you. I'm very happy to have you here. You have a great list, and I look forward to talking about all the good stuff. Who
awesome.
Would like to begin and where?
I'm going to dive in with Moscow Rules.
All right.
The Secret CIA Tactics That Helped America Win the Cold War. And this is by Antonio and Jonna Mendez. So Tony and Jonna Mendez both served in the CIA for decades. Tony, who passed away earlier this year, was a highly decorated officer who served in the CIA for 25 years. Among his honors, he received the Intelligence Star for Valor for the Argo operation, the story of which was turned into a movie of the same name. Jonna Mendez also has over 25 years of experience as a CIA officer, working in Moscow and other sensitive areas, and serving as a former chief of disguise, which is the best title one could ever aspire to.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Both Tony and Jonna were CIA operatives working to spy on Moscow in the late 1970s, at one of the most dangerous moments in the Cold War. Soviets kept files on all foreigners, studied their patterns, and tapped their phones. Intelligence work was effectively impossible, so the techniques needed had to be clever and original. It wasn't unusual for Jonna and Tony to work with top Hollywood makeup artists on disguises, for example. In one disguise that Tony worked on, a businessman on the run would flip his black overcoat inside out, turning it into a pink coat. The man would then pull his pant legs up, revealing black stockings. He'd whip on a mask and a gray-haired wig, and his briefcase would sprout wheels and become a small grocery cart. He'd go from businessman to elderly woman in a matter of seconds. Agents were constantly at risk. One agent chose suicide by cyanide pill upon his capture so as not to let any secrets or the names of fellow operatives fall into the Russians' hands. It is a remarkable story.
Moscow Rules, The Secret CIA Tactics That Help America Win the Cold War by Antonio and Jonna Mendez. All right.
The next one I have is a book called Outpost by Dan Richards, and it is a book about unusual and far-flung places. Richards observes that for those who trek to isolated locations, whether in search of silence or adventure, it is, perhaps ironically, to the man-made shelters that they need to head, the bothies, bivouacs, cabins, and huts. Part of their allure is their simplicity, enough of a structure to shelter one from the weather, but not so much as to distract from the surrounding environment. Richard's book ranges from bothies in Scotland to fire-watching huts in Washington State, from the desert in New Mexico to even more deserted Svalbard in the Arctic. Along the way, he considers questions such as why we are drawn to the wilderness and what will become of such places in an increasingly populated world.
Dan Richards is the author. The book is Outpost.
Then I have A Better Man by Louise Penny. Our favorite Canadian detective, Armand Gamache, returns in Louise Penny's latest mystery, which is out today. And for those of you who are already fans of Louise Penny's mystery series, you need no other reminder, and you are probably already on your way to your local bookstore to get your copy. But if you have not yet discovered Penny's masterful series, a great treat awaits you. In this newest book, a daughter goes missing as spring floods rise. Gamache wrestles with the intricacies of a missing persons case, as well as his own questions of justice and ethics.
We love her.
We do love her.
The books are great. Fantastic. It is Better Man, Louise Penny, out today.
And then I have Tidelands by Philippa Gregory. Gregory is one of the undisputed masters of historical fiction. She's probably best known for her novel, The Other Boleyn Girl. Her new story is set in England on Midsummer's Eve in 1648. The country is in the grip of a civil war between a renegade king and a rebellious parliament. The struggle reaches every corner of the kingdom, even the remote Tidelands, the wide and isolated marshy areas of the south coast of England. Eleanor is a woman trapped in poverty and an abusive marriage. As she seeks an unorthodox way to free herself from her husband's cruelty, she instead meets James, a young man on the run, and shows him the secret ways across the treacherous marsh, not knowing that she is leading disaster straight into her life. Suspected of possessing dark secrets in superstitious times, Eleanor's ambition and determination mark her out from her neighbors. This is the time of witch mania, and Eleanor, a woman without a husband, who is skilled with herbs, arouses envy in her rivals and fear among the villagers, raising the question, is there any safe place for a woman who is different and lives outside the accepted social norms? Then, as in ever.
Skilled with herbs.
Yes.
All right. So my takeaway on that. Tidelands by Philippa Gregory. All
right. And then my last one, and then I'll turn it over to Kate. Sometimes, oftentimes in the bookstore, people come in and they say, please recommend a book for me that is not too dark and depressing. I want something funny. I want something lighthearted. And so I have brought you today Hollow Kingdom by Kira Jane Buxton. Hollow Kingdom is a humorous story about a pet crow on a quest to save humanity from an apocalypse. ST is a domesticated crow. He is a bird of simple pleasures. He mostly enjoys hanging out with his owner, Big Jim, and snacking on the finest food humankind has to offer, which are Cheetos, in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
Yeah.
They are. But then things go bad. Big Jim's eyeball falls out of his head, and ST starts to realize something isn't quite right. Humanity's demise has seemingly arrived. The only creature who can set out to save us all is this foul-mouthed crow who's some nodal knowledge of the world comes from binge-watching TV shows. It is funny, it is big-hearted, and don't we all just need a little more of that?
Yes, a little more crow in our lives.
And Cheetos.
Hollow Kingdom is the name of the book. Kira Jane Buxton is the author. Kate, you're up.
Yeah, when I look at the book choices for today, I've got autumn on my mind, so, and I don't want to rush it, but here are some of my suggestions. For tween and early teen readers, we have a graphic novel just out today by the team of Rainbow Rowell and Faith Erin Hicks called Pumpkinheads. And Deja and Josiah have worked together at Dinoc's world-famous pumpkin patch each autumn of their high school years. Mm. And then they say goodbye at the end of each season until the following year. But this is their senior year and their last shift together and their last goodbye. Josiah anticipates spending the night feeling melancholy, but Deja wants him to seize the day and talk with the girl at the fudge bar that he hasn't had the nerve to do so for 3 years. And she wants to experience all the sights and the delicious food that they've missed while slinging succotash. Well, the question is, will Josie get the nerve to talk with the fudge girl? And what adventures will Deja get them into? So,
good stuff. It's Pumpkinheads by Rainbow Rowell, who we love, and illustrated by Faith Erin Hicks.
And for our picture book aficionados, there's Matthew Farina's book, Lawrence in the Fall, illustrated by Doug Salati. And little Lawrence the Fox arrives at school to find that his next assignment is to bring in something you collect to show to the class. While his friends make plans to share their impressive collections, Lawrence returns home in tears, feeling he has nothing to show and tell. The next day, wise Papa Fox leads the way and they take an adventure into the woods where Lawrence is exposed to an enormous selection of objects to collect. Lawrence on his own makes an autumn discovery and ends up with a unique collection to share with his classmates. I love, love, love this fall book. It's gently deals with the feeling of the outcast, the anxiety of peer pressure, the wonders of discovery, the abundance of nature, and the effects of sharing those things with those around us. And we're excited because on Tuesday, September 24th at 10 a.m. at the Cambridge Library in Cambridge, New York, there will be a reading of this book, Lawrence in Fall, and the illustrator, Doug Slotty, will be there.
I love the illustrations.
Yeah, they're really
marvelous.
Cool.
Yeah, Papa
good.
Fox is very cute.
Yeah,
a little sly,
is.
But very cute. I like it. Very nice. Lawrence in the Fall, yes.
Yeah, and I'd also like to recommend a slim volume to the elementary school teachers out there, the younger one, the ones for the younger elementary children. It's called Pushing Up the Sky, and it's Seven Native American Plays for Children by Joseph Bruschak, who is probably best known for his book Code Talker.
Right.
And these are short plays, maybe 5 to 10 minutes each, based on traditional stories from seven different tribes across our continent. The book includes a short introduction to each tribe, along with scenery and costume suggestion. It's a little gem.
He's the best.
He is.
A regular on our show, and we love having him whenever he comes in. Pushing Up the Sky, Seven Native American Plays for Children by our buddy Joseph Bruschak.
And lastly, I stumbled upon a picture book by Tommy DiPaolo that was previously unknown to me, and it's called The Quicksand Book. It is just funny and educational at the same time. Jungle Girl gets caught in quicksand. Jungle Boy finds her and proceeds to educate her and the reader about how and where quicksand forms, why people sink, what happens to different animals in quicksand, how to avoid or deal with quicksand. All the while, poor Jungle Girl is slowly sinking in the quicksand. Tommy's illustrations are so humorous as the story goes on, and in the end, all turns out just fine. But in the meantime, you'll have some real laughs and learn some science.
It's The Quicksand Book. I remember being so scared of quicksand.
Me too.
And then
we thought it was going to be a big problem.
In real life, it just hasn't come up that much.
Well,
but
The Princess Bride had a big impact on me.
Yes. It's was scary.
Yeah.
All right. We have all kinds of cool events. What's going on?
We have, so coming up next week, this is an event that we are working on with Argyle Brewing Company in Cambridge. We're co-sponsoring. And we have a singer, songwriter, and poet out of Nashville. His name is Rod Picote, and he will be at the brewery on Thursday, September 5th at 7:30. He will be singing. We'll have some of his books of poetry for sale. And we're very excited to welcome Rod to Cambridge. Then later in September, we have on the 19th, we have two, it's a big poetry month for us. We have two poets, Cassandra Cleghorn and Jeffrey Levine. They'll be reading from their respective books of poetry. They also play traditional Irish and Quebecois music. So they will be an evening of poetry as well as music. And then we mentioned Doug Slotty, who will be at the Cambridge Public Library on September 24th at 10. And then we wrap up the month. We have a booth at the Southern Adirondack Wool and Arts Festival the weekend of September 28th and 29th. So we have a busy month ahead of us.
You sure do. What are you doing at the Wool Festival? Selling books at the Wool
Festival?
We do.
We have a booth, and we sell a lot of, obviously, craft, you know, knitting, crochet, dyeing, spinning, weaving books, and then all assorted fun things like stuffed animals that are llamas and alpacas. So, yeah. Gotta have it.
Yeah, gotta have those,
gotta
too.
Gotta have it.
Well, all kinds of things going on at the Bat and Kill Bookstore in Cambridge, New York. You can go to their website. It's batandkillbooks.com. Batandkillbooks.com. Connie Brooks and Kate Reed, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your picks.
Thank you
always
so much.
Always a delight to have you here. Thank you so much. We post each week's book picks and all of our interviews online at wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. And again, you can find out about the list and about all the cool events and books at battenkillbooks.com. battenkillbooks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.